弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天终于讲到马可福音的最后一次。
Thank the Lord, we finally came to the last of the Mark.
我们下一次呢，开始我们一起来分享，以弗所书。
So, from the next week, we'll begin to study the book of Ephesians.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you together to thank you.
主是你的恩典怜悯，你召聚你的儿女在一起，能够同心合意的来敬拜你。
It is your grace and your mercy that we may come together to worship you.
主是你赐下每周这个圣日，让我们能够来到你的面前来赞美你。
Is you have sent your only Son to come to us.
主，就求主你的圣灵带领我们每个人的心。
May your Spirit lead in each one of our heart.
主，让我们能够透过你的圣灵，透过你的话语，能够明白主你的旨意。
So through your resurrection, through your word, that we may understand.
能够让我们的生命能够彰显主你的荣耀。
So our life may shine upon your glory.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 圣经其实启示我们了，我们所信的神乃是一位独一的真神。
The Holy Spirit revealed to us the God we worshipped and believed in is the only one true God.
那么也是除他以外呢，没有别神。
There's no other God besides him.
那么他也是信实的，全知全能的神。
He is also faithful and omniscient and omnipotent.
所以他所说的尽都诚实，真实，在他没有谎言。
So because of his faithfulness in him, there's no lie.
那么他说有就有，命里就立，在他没有难成的事。
When he says there be, there will be. When he ordained, it will be ordained. There's nothing difficult for him.
那么在以赛亚书的46:9-10，这样的告诉我们，他说：“你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事。”从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying,My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose.
那么从人类的始祖亚当夏娃堕落的那一刻起，神其实就宣告了他的救赎计划。
So, at the moment that our ancestor Adam fell, that we all fall into sin.
那么在创世纪3:15，他说：“女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。”
So in Genesis 3:15, the second half it says, and he shall name, she shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我们知道这节经文乃是指主耶稣基督。已经预言我们主耶稣基督要为我们死在十字架上，要被钉在十字架上，他要胜过死亡，胜过魔鬼。
So this verse, telling us our Lord Jesus will die on the cross and overcome death.
那么早在主耶稣降世700多年前，先知呢就预言了这件事的发生。
So 700 years before Jesus' birth, the prophet has prophesied this.
那么在以赛亚书的7:14，他说：“因此主自己给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。”
In Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign." Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
那么在福音书里面，我们知道，那么主耶稣呢，在他的事工中几次告诉他的门徒，他要受凌辱，要被杀害，但是他要在三日后从死里复活。
So in many places in the books of the gospel, the Lord has told his disciples many times he will be despised and he will die on the cross.
我们知道所有的这些预言都已经在主耶稣的身上应验。
We know all these prophecies has already been fulfilled on Christ.
那么其实这些预言呢也应验了。见证了主耶稣，他既是完全的人，也是一位完全的神。
So all this testifies that Jesus is a complete man and complete God.
他是道成肉身的神，是所有信他之人的救主。
So he is the God incarnate, and all whoever believes in him can be saved.
那么作为人，他也有他的软弱，他也经历了死亡。
So as human,He also has his weaknesses and he also experienced the death.
那么作为神呢，他是永活的，他是不死的。
As God, he is eternal and will never die.
所以今天的信息呢，就是记述的就是主耶稣复活以后，那么和十一个门徒在一起所发生的事。
So today's passage records what happened after the Lord's resurrection, the times after that he spent with his disciples.
那从中我们会看到呢，救主在升天前，他不但赐给门徒大使命，而且也宣告了他最后的应许。
So not only he has given the disciples commands and also promises right before his ascension.
那么我们从三个方面来分析这段信息。
We're going to look at this passage from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是主耶稣呢，他赐给门徒他的大使命。
So the first, the Lord Jesus granted the Great Commission.
那么第二点是主耶稣呢，来宣告了他最后的应许。
The second, the Lord Jesus announced the last promises.
他最后被接升天。
The third is the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven.
我们来看第一点，就是主耶稣他赐门徒大使命。
That's at verse 15.
那么这在十六节的第五十五节。
So in chapter 16, verse 15.
他说，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Verse 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to whole creation.
那么在上次信息的最后呢，我们知道主耶稣是向十一位门徒写信的时候。责备他们，虽然看见了空坟墓，却还没有亲眼看见他之前呢，不信那些看见他写下的那些门徒给他们所报的他复活的信息。
So during the last message, we see that Jesus rebuked the disciples who did not believe in him in his resurrection because of the empty tomb, and they did not believe all those who testified.For his resurrection, either.
他同时也告诉了他们，他们是在看见了复活的主向他们显现才信他。
And he also told them the only reason you believe because you have seen the resurrected Lord yourself.
他说那些没有看见信的有福了。
Those who believed without seeing it will be blessed.
紧接着他就来。赐下大使命给他的门徒。
So immediately he gave the command of the Great Commission.
命令他们往普天下去，把主救赎的福音传给万民。
So command them to go to the world and proclaim the gospel to all nations.
让那些没有看见他的人能够信他，能够得到这个最大的祝福。
So all those who have never seen him can believe in him and can be blessed.
那么因为主耶稣呢在世时他带领他的门徒主要是在以色列人中间来传讲悔改的道。
During Jesus' lifetime, he primarily taught among the people who are Israelites.
那么直到门徒亲眼看见主从死里复活，其实他们根本是不知道主耶稣就是基督，就是弥赛亚。
Not until they have witnessed Jesus' resurrection, they did not realize that Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah.
当然，他们也不能明白救赎的和因信称义的这个福音。
And they cannot understand the meaning of salvation, and they cannot understand the meaning of believe and be righteous.
那么现在他们亲眼看见了主耶稣从死里复活，那么他们也就知道主耶稣就是基督，就是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
Now they have seen him after the resurrection. They believed in him being the Savior and the Messiah.
所以也就在此时，主耶稣差遣他们，让他们不但在犹太人中间，也要在普天下来传扬这个救赎的福音。
So it is at this moment he told them that to go to the all nations to proclaim the gospel.
那么主耶稣的这个大使命呢，不只是赐给当时的门徒，其实也是赐给历史历代的教会。
So the Great Commission is not only for those 11 disciples, but also for all the churches of all generations.
是给每一个信靠他、愿意接受他成为自己救主和生命的主的人。
So that everyone can trust in him, not only as a savior, but also the Lord of their life.
那么主耶稣这里让我们传福音的内容，它不但包括神救赎的恩典，也包括我们人的责任。
So here it is not only they need to proclaim the grace of God's salvation, but also the responsibility as a human.
所以呢，他在马太福音的28章20节前半部分，他说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。”
So in Matthew 28:20, he says, "All that I have commanded you." And you teach them to observe.
所以救赎的恩典呢，是告诉我们人的罪性，神的慈爱和怜悯。
So the redemption is to tell us the grace and the mercy of and love of God.
也告诉我们主耶稣是谁，他做了什么。
It also tells us who is Jesus and what he has accomplished.
也告诉我们信的人和不信的人结局有什么不同。
It also tells us the differences of the consequence between believers and non-believers.
那么人的责任告诉我们，我们不但要信靠主耶稣，也要竭力去遵行他的一切的教训。
So as our responsibility, not only we trust and obey him, and we have to do everything he told us to do.
那么这里面的使命呢，它是一个挑战，也是一项工作。
So the commission is not only a challenge, it's also a work.
那么主耶稣呢，不单单是发号施令，他也给了门徒他的应许。
Not only he gave them orders, he also gave them promises.
那么这是我们第二点，主耶稣宣告了他的应许。
So that's the second point. The Lord Jesus announced the last promises.
那么在16到18节，我们先看16节，这里讲。他说：“信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
So in verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
那么这里的信就是指信福音的内容。
The belief means they believe the content of the gospel.
那么这既包括救赎的恩典，也包括人的责任或者当信的本分。
So this includes the grace of God and the responsibility of believers.
那么这里面的受洗呢，就是指水的洗礼。
When it says baptize is the water baptism.
那么信徒借着外在的洗礼来表明他们内心对主的信心。
So through the external baptism to show the belief inside of their hearts.
那么使人称义的总是神所赐的信心。
So the only thing that makes people justified is the belief in God.
但是呢，使人被定罪的总是因为不信。
To make people condemned is only because unbelief.
也就是他没有神所赐给他的信心。
In other words, they did not have the faith that was given by God.
所以呢，这里我们就看到被定罪的理由只是因为他不信。
We see that the reason for condemned for being condemned is unbelief.
并不是说因为他没有受洗。
Not because they were not baptized.
也就是说，只要有神的所赐的信心，那么就足以得到这个永远的救恩。
This is another word we can only get to be receive the grace from God and the salvation by God's grace.
那么约翰福音三章十八节也告诉我们，他说，这是主耶稣说的话，他说信他的人不必定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
So in John 3:18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
所以这里面也是告诉我们了，受洗乃是信心应有的一种外在表现。
So this tells us that baptism is the outward manifestation of a belief.
它不是一个人得救的条件。
It's not a condition to be saved.
那么在十七、十八节这里说，他说信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。
So in verse 17 and 18 it says, And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick.And they will recover.
所以这里面提到的这些神迹，并不是说一定全部会发生在所有的信他的人的身上。
So all these miracles does not mean it will happen to all the people who believes in him.
而是必定会发生在信他们人的中间。
But it will happen among the people of believers.
那么赶鬼说新方言和手拿蛇还有这个按手治好病人这些神迹呢在使徒时代都已经发生过并且记录在圣经中。
So we know all these miracles such as chasing out the demons and use a hand pick up a serpent and put a hand on to healing. All this has happened and recorded in the disciples in the Acts.
那么在《使徒行传》第八章里面记载了腓力，他可以医病赶鬼。
So in Acts chapter 8, it shows that Philip chased out demons.
那么在《使徒行传》第二章记载了五旬节圣灵降临时，人们能说别国的语言，也就是新方言。
So chapter 2, it says during Pentecost, when the Spirit came, people can speak in different tongues.
那么在使徒行传的二十八章也记载了使徒保罗被蛇咬了以后他没有中毒。
In chapter 28 of Acts recorded that when Paul was bitten by the snake, but he didn't suffer.
那么只有这个说喝了毒物不受害，这个在新约中没有任何的记载。
There's only when it says you can drink the poison without being hurt, that was not recorded in the New Testament.
但是有一些圣经的历史的考察人员了，他们在教会的历史中考察发现，说是使徒时代的约翰和巴拿巴在他们身上发生过这些，说喝了毒物没有被伤害。
According to the church fathers, they say that it may have happened to Paul and his friend Barnabas.
那么神即往往是发生在那些真正信主的人的身上。
Miracles usually happen on people who are believers.
那么神迹出现的主要目的不是叫人相信福音。
The purpose of miracles is not to teach people, lead people to believe.
相信耶稣乃是为信，乃是为福音的真理，他在做见证。
It was only to testify.For the truth of the gospel.
那么这里面有一条真理了，没有记，一条应许呢，没有记录在这个马可福音。
There is one promise was not recorded in the book of Mark.
其实这也是一条最重要的主的应许。
This is also the most important promise by the Lord.
那么这就是我们今天的经句背诵，也就马太福音的二十八章的二十节。
So this is today's memory verse, Matthew 28, verse 20.
就凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I'm with you always till the end of the age.
主耶稣是在告诉他的门徒，若他们按主的吩咐传福音，那么在世界世上传福音，那么他一定会和他们同在。
So, Jesus is promising them as long as they spread the gospel, and he will be with them.
而且直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the ages.
也就是直到主耶稣再来的时候。
That means until his second coming.
也就换句话说，门徒出外传福音，绝对不是说孤立无助的。
So in other words, when disciples go out to preach, they are not by themselves.
那么主时刻其实在陪伴着他们。
So the Lord is with them.
就好像当初那么门徒跟随主耶稣在巴勒斯坦地区传悔改的道一样。
It's just like when the disciples was with the Lord in their travels throughout Palestine.
那么对教会和我们每一个为主做见证的人来说，我们也不是孤单的，因为主也是与我们时刻同在。
So for today's church, to each one of us, we are not alone when we are preaching the gospel. The Lord is with us.
那么主耶稣呢，他死在了十字架上，完成了父神交托他的救赎的工作。
So the Lord died on the cross to complete the work that was given to him by his Father.
那么他三日后从死里复活，那么向众人显现。
So after 3 days, he resurrected and appeared to many.
那么使徒们完全相信他就是那位舍命的救主。
So made the disciples to completely believe he is the Savior.
就是那位道成肉身的基督。
Is the incarnate Christ.
他第一次来到这个世界的使命已经完成。
So his mission unto this world was accomplished.
他要回到他原来的地方，要等到第二次再来施行最后的审判。
He's going to return into his original place and they will come again for the last time to judge.
那么我们再看第三点，就是主耶稣呢，他被接升天。
So the third point, the Lord was taken up in heaven.
那么十九节到二十节，十九节他这儿说，主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
Verse 19, so then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and set at the right hand of God.
那么主耶稣复活升天的这个细节呢，其实在别的这个新约里面也有记载。
So the detail of the Lord's ascension was recorded somewhere else.
那么在路加福音的二十章五十到五十一节，他这样讲，他说耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福，正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven.
那么在使徒行传的一章九到十一节，他说说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一多云彩接他，把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个身穿白衣的人站在旁边，说：“加利利人呐、啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。”
Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11. And when he has said these things,As they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, Why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
所以呢，蒙徒不但见证了主耶稣的死和复活，也亲眼见证了他的升天。
So the disciples not only eyewitness for his resurrection and his death, but also his ascension.
所以他们也相信，将来主耶稣再来的时候，每一个信徒如果已经离开这个世界的，也要就像主耶稣那样的被接到天上。
So they also believe on the day when Jesus comes again, all those who are dead believers will be resurrected.
所以这对每一个信徒都是一个极大的鼓励和安慰盼望。
This is a great encouragement and hope for each believer.
那么在新约使徒行传还有书信还有这个启示录中。
So we know that in the New Testament, the Acts of the Disciples and the Epistles and the Book of Revelation.
那么在谈到主耶稣的死、复活还有升天的时候，它的动词呢都用的是完成式。
So whenever they mention the resurrection and ascension, they use the form is complete form.
那么但是在谈到主耶稣升天后坐在父神的右边时，这个动词坐总是用的是现在式。
So when they talk about when Jesus sat on the right hand of God, it's always used the present tense.
所以这表示呢，主耶稣从他升天的那一天到现在，一直到他再来，他总是坐在父神的右边。
So this means he is sitting at the right hand of God.From the day of ascension until his second coming.
那么这个坐呢，是表示主耶稣他第一次，那么在世上的事工，第一次来到世上的事工已经完成。
Set means he has completed his first mission when he came to the earth.
那么这个右边呢，是表示这个位置的尊贵。
The right hand side represents the honor.And the status.
那么他现在父神的右边，同时做我们的先知，做我们的祭司，也在做我们的君王。
So he is now sitting at the right hand side of God to be our priest, our great priest, and our king, and our prophet.
那么他作为先知，他透过他的道和他的圣灵，向我们启示神救赎的计划。
So as a prophet, he revealed us his words.And the truth.
那么在约翰福音的十四章二十六节告诉我们，他说：“但是保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。”
Where is this passage?
John 14:26.
So in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit.Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
那么他作为祭司，他亲自将自己一次献上为赎罪祭。
As a priest, he has offered himself once for sacrifice as offering.
满足了神的公义。
Satisfied the righteousness of God.
使我们与神和好，并继续为我们代求。
So we can be reconciled with God and he will continue to make intercessions for us.
那么他体恤，作为祭司呢，他体恤了我们的软弱。
So he sympathized with our weaknesses.
那么因为他也是有我，他在世的时候也是有我们一样的软弱。
Because when he was on the earth, he also had our weaknesses.
他也经历了各样的试探、凌辱和苦难。
He has experienced all kinds of temptations and shame and trials.
最后为我们的罪成为了真正的赎罪的羔羊。
And become the true Lamb of God for our sins.
那么在希伯来书第四章十五到十六节，他这样告诉我们，他说：“因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。” 所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find the grace to help in time of need.
所以我们遇到任何的事情难处，我们软弱的时候，我们如果来到主的面前来祷告，那么主耶稣他必垂听我们的祷告。
So whenever we run into difficulties, we can come to our Lord Jesus and he will hear our prayer.
因为他体恤我们的软弱，他也经历过我们所经历过的一切的痛苦。
Because he can sympathize with our weaknesses, he has also experienced difficulties like us.
那么主耶稣他作为君王，他呼召我们来归向他。
So Lord Jesus as the king, he called us to return to him.
那么他统管并保护我们。
He will continue to protect us and control us.
并且带领我们战胜他和我们一切的敌人。
So he will help us, we can overcome all the enemies.
那么他本是神，然而为了救赎我们，他卑微自己，成为人的样式。
So he was God, but he emptied himself to redeem us.
所以呢，而且被我们呢，死在十字架上。
And died on the cross for us.
所以在腓立比书的九章，第二章九到十一节，他说，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus,Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God our Father.
所以我们知道主耶稣呢，他在父神的右边做我们的祭司、先知和君王，直到他第二次再来审判这个世界。
So we know Jesus sat on the right hand side of God to be our priest, our prophet, and our king.Until his second coming.
那么这里第二十节告诉我们说，门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同在，用神迹随着正是所传的道。阿们。
So in verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs.
那么前面的主耶稣赐给了门徒大使命。
We just talked about Jesus gave the command, great commission.
那么这里呢，门徒就接受主的使命，按照主的吩咐，出去在各地传扬他的福音。
So the disciples received the command and went out to preach all over the world.
主耶稣他也持守他的应许，与他的门徒同在。
So Jesus also kept his promise to be with all the disciples.
所以他不但与他们同在，而且这儿说也与他们同工。
So not only he was with them, he also worked, co-labored with them.
他是透过赐下的圣灵给他的教会，也就是他的身体。
So he gave his body through the Holy Spirit to the church.
那么让福音的事工能够在地上继续。
So the work of the gospel can continue on earth.
那么他也借着圣灵以及他的道和他们同工。
He also through his words to co-work with people.
也借着各样的神迹来见证他与他们同工。
Also use different kinds of miracles to testify for his co-laboring.
那么在希伯来书的二章四节，他告诉我们，他说神又按自己的旨意。用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
So in Hebrew 2:4, it says, while God also bore witness by signs and the wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
那么主耶稣和他门徒同工，是通过神迹奇事来见证他们所传的道乃是出于神。
So Jesus worked with the disciples through the miracles to witness they are servants of God.
因为没有神的同工，人也不可能行出任何的神迹。
Because without the work of God, man cannot accomplish anything.
那么有人呢说，圣经呢，它是一本预言和应验的书。
Some say the Bible is a book of prophecies and fulfillments.
那么它的作者呢，就是神自己。
And the author is God Himself.
他之所以所有的应验都必会得到，所有的预言都会得到应验。
The reason that all the promises can be fulfilled.
因为他讲预言的和应验预言的都是这一位全知全能的神。
Because the person who said the promises and fulfilled the promises are the same one, that's God.
所以这也就是主从始到终的他的救赎的计划。
This is the way we know about his plan for redemption.
那福音书呢，应验了主耶稣基督他降世。那么在地上的事工以及他的受难还有从死里复活。
So the books of gospel recorded Jesus' birth and his ministry on the earth and his death and his resurrection.
所有的这些都得到了应验。
All of this are fulfilled.
那么今天的信息呢是救主复活后赐给门徒的大使命还有应许以及他的升天。
So today's message is Jesus, after his resurrection, he gave commission to his disciples and his ascension.
那么让所有信他的人知道，耶稣基督就是我们唯一的救主。
Let all people know that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他已经完成救赎的大功。
He has accomplished the work of redemption.
他已经把托福音传福音的这个大使命托付给了他的教会。
He also gave the work of a great commission to his church.
他现在就坐在父神的右边，他还要第二次再来做最后的审判。
Now he's sitting on the right hand side of God. He will come again to judge.
我们一起来思想下面几些问题。
Let's ponder on the following questions.
那么我们有没有遵行主的大使命？
Have we obeyed the Great Commission?
那么当我们给人传福音的时候，我们有没有把圣经里面所学到的忠实的教导别人？
When we were telling people about the gospel, have we faithfully taught them what we have learned from the Bible?
我们只是教导他们什么，还是我们也告诉他们要去忠行？
Do we only teach them, or we also taught them to obey?
要把所学到的在日常的生活中能够行出来。
And to act out all what they learned in their daily lives.
所以主告诉我们，让我们去传他的福音，而且让人们去忠行。
The Lord told us to teach his gospel and also tell people to obey.
那么第二点呢，我们所传的福音是否是纯正全备的福音？
The other point is if our gospel is the complete gospel of God,
那么我们是否传人全然的败坏的罪性和圣洁神的慈爱和怜悯？
Are we proclaiming the depravity of man and the holiness of God?
我们是否传神所赐白白的恩典以及人蒙恩得救后在成圣的过程中也当负的职责？
Are we preaching that our salvation came from God's grace? Not only that, and our entire sanctification is also the grace of God.
我们侍奉出来信主的人，在这个世界上必然会有苦难，然而呢，在主里面必然有平安。
Are we preaching that we will have trials in this life, but in the Lord we shall have peace?
那么另一个我们能够思想的就是，我们怎么样来认识救恩与受洗的关系？
Then the other thing is, we, how do we understand the relationship between salvation and baptism?
那么圣经启示我们的是因信称义，因信得救的真理。
So the Bible reveals to us we are saved by faith.
那么这种信是圣灵重生我们时就赐给我们的。
So this faith is given to us by the Holy Spirit at time of regeneration.
那么圣灵内住在我们里面，它是永远不会离开的。
And the Spirit indwelling us and will never depart.
所以也就是我们的信心也是永远不会丢失的。
So in other words, our faith will never be lost.
那么受洗呢，乃是信徒在众人面前把自己与主同生同死同复活的信心表明出来。
Baptism is only to show that in the public that we are born again and we died with the Christ.
那么信徒呢，在合适的时候应该受洗。
So at a proper time, believers should be baptized.
但是如果因为身体的条件或者环境的情况，那么不能受洗，这不会影响他的救恩。
If because of a physical disability or environmental circumstances, they cannot be baptized, this will not affect their salvation.
那么最典型的例子在圣经中就是那个与主同钉十字架的一位强盗。
So the typical example of this is the robber who was on the cross at the same time with Christ.
他虽然没有受洗，但是因他对主的信心，他也得到了美好的救恩。
Even though he was never baptized, because of his faith, he received the blessing and salvation. Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks together.
感谢你随时随地透过你的话语，透过你的圣灵来教导我们。
Thank you for teaching us through your words, moment by moment.
让我们知道主你救恩是何等的宝贵。
So we may know how precious is your salvation.
也让我们能够知道我们这些蒙了你恩典的人是多么的不配。
And also let us know how unworthy we are that we were blessed.
主你就让我们真知道主你拯救了我们，乃是让我们成为主你福音的出口。
So we not, let us know that you have saved us so that we can be the channels of your gospel.
让我们能够在世上活的日子能够传讲主你的福音。
So on the days we live on this earth that we can spread your gospel.
不但告诉了你的福音，也要告诉他们去按主你的旨意去遵行。
Not only to tell them the gospel but also teach them to obey.
我们这样做，主你就必与我们同在，必与我们同工。
If we can do this, you will be with us. You will be co-workers with us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们在祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天有圣餐，我们。